Hello, everyone. This episode is brought to you by technical difficulties.
So many episodes can be, but Lisa's very good at editing, so she hides most of them.
So, there have been some technical difficulties in the pre-show, so if one of us dips out, you know why. But we're going to do it live. We're doing it, well, semi-live. Doing it live, okay?
Semi-live.
I think this is the exact opposite of live.
This is called pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded live.
Heavily edited, yes.
Anywho. All right, so we have some things to discuss, because at the time of this recording, there's been a bit of a break between we talk to each other all the time, but the last time that we all gathered together was before San Diego Comic-Con, and so we haven't talked about things after San Diego Comic-Con and that sort of stuff. So briefly,
things got announced there. What?
Say what? What?
Things got announced there. No, they didn't. Briefly is right, because there. And I understand why, like, I'll probably defend why there isn't that much in a minute, but, you know, I get it.
So, all right, the rundown, briefly, right? It would make sense if I brought up the list of stuff. But one of the things that I am so happy, I'm going to talk about the happy, right? Okay, first of all, Zio, amazing, right?
Zio!
Zio Nizer, y'all. Zio Nyza.
Oh my gosh, there's seasons that aren't MMPR.
Done.
What?
Like, I'm done. And all this stuff that they're talking about was like a spring 2018 release. So pretty much next year, they're taking all of my money. All of my money. We're done. Let's just let you know that we're done.
Get your golden power staff.
Ooh. Oh.
So, okay, all right.
Yes.
So, like, since, you know, I am kind of reliving my childhood, and back in the day I didn't buy any toys because I'm just like, whatever, toys, blah, I don't need them, whatever. But now I get to, like, relive it. And so recently I bought a Dragon Dagger and Saba. And then now the Power Sword is in stores, so I'm gonna have to go and buy that, even though that's like 5 billion miles long. And then the golden staff. Okay, so yeah, excited. Just give me all the role play stuff.
Oh wait.
Oh, okay. Wow. Really.
It's time for a gold rush.
I'm gonna let y'all handle that.
Hey, it's three guys at once.
Golden shower? No.
No, save that for the president.
Or R. Kelly. Okay. Let's not do that. Okay, so.
Why you gotta talk about me like that? I'm right here.
Oh.
We didn't say S. Kelly. R. Kelly.
My full name is Seamus R. Kelly. I told you this.
It is not. It is not.
No. Yeah, no, Seamus Robert Kelly.
Shut up!
100%.
Oh.
Not joking.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Middle school was awkward for me, let me tell you what. It was a time.
Yeah, it must be really hard to have a name that is associated with famous people, huh?
Oh, I know, right?
Crazy. Yeah, I would have no idea what that's like.
No.
No, but come on, you only have a last name, though. Like...
Yeah, I also have an animated TV show, a really bad singer, and a murderer.
But, trifecta, like, right it's there. Very common, right? Like, it's common. But how? Why is your name Robert Kelly? Why? That's very specific. Very specific. Especially for a white guy.
It happened that way. Whew.
Wow, and the thing is, you were born after him, didn't they know?
No, I don't think my white mother was aware of
him. She was like, oh, we'll just add Seamus at the beginning. It's fine. Oh my gosh, okay. All right, wow. So, Seamus, do you have something to tell us? Like, are you...
Well, I went to San Diego Comic-Con to get this back on track, and seeing the Legacy Zio figures in person, I just wanted to reach through the glass, take them, and never come back, because that Gold Ranger especially, good.
I'm still a little disappointed that these figures were all like conceived of and ready to get out the line before they realized that fans want the weapons, because I think they were mentioning that they were considering starting to do weapons in future lines, and I'd rather have weapons than a Megazord, little tiny Zeo Megazord.
The gold that I saw had a little tiny gold power staff.
Well, that's because he doesn't have a gun.
Ah, right.
Yeah, he doesn't have sidearms, so like you had to give him a staff. But, and I like the Zio sidearms quite a bit, actually. But I'd rather have the actual weapons. You know, I need some nunchucks.
Awful! Did you ever have the original roleplay toy for that? Those nunchucks were terrible.
I did not. I did not have that. I just had the regular figures that had weapons.
They're still good. Listen, well, they're moving on to another season of Power Rangers. And more than just figures. It's great.
Wouldn't it be nice if they actually, like, afterwards released just the weapons in a little box? And said, like, $10.
Oh, God, would it be nice? Oh, like just have, like, the MMPR weapons and then the CO weapons. Like, just, like, you know, fine, take just more money. Just take more money. Fine, whatever.
Sell them at a con or something if you don't want to release them widely. I don't know. Sell them at PMC, whatever.
Just the weapon, like, you mean, like, for the figures?
Yes. Yeah, like accessories.
Okay.
I would like those. Like, and that's the thing is, like, if you're really going to go, like, the extra mile, give me the sidearms and then give me the two little Zio sidearms combined into the bigger weapon, you know? Give me that, too.
Yes.
They could make so much bank off of accessories. Like, they should really accessorize.
Because even with the figure arts of the MMPR figures, like, the weapons actually can combine. Like, let's go. Come on now.
Won't he do it? Yes. So, there were other things that were announced at San Diego Comic-Con that I was like, oh, there's they have different licenses with, like, those busts that they do. So that's a thing.
Yawn.
And, like,
I do have to say, like, okay, so they had the one that was, like, Tommy on the Dragonzord tail.
Yes.
And I'm like, that looks fine, but Tommy always rode the head, so why not put him on the head?
Yeah, why are you doing something that wasn't in the show? Stop that.
Why would he be riding the tail? That makes no sense.
Okay. Okay.
Go for some accuracy.
That's a particular complaint to make. Got it.
But Bust Makers, if you're listening to this episode, send Jer one and he'll review it and he'll give a very fair review.
I will. Like, I'm always very fair about everything. Okay? So, sure. Do not laugh. Okay? We're having a serious moment here. Listen, I appreciate screen accuracy, first and foremost, but I also know that sometimes, you know, you have to give a little to get what you actually want, and it can't always be perfect, and the figure looks fine.
Always get what you want.
No.
That's right. But if you try sometimes, you might find you're delusional.
See, I want the bust of Tommy giving Zach the shield. That's what I want. A nice $2,000 bust of Zach wearing the shield with Tommy awkwardly standing there being like, here's my shield. Now I'm going to go run into the blast because I'm an idiot.
You know, honestly, I've just never been a huge fan of, like, statues in general, you know?
Like, figure at zero? No.
That's always the weirdest thing is how they try to market it as, this is figure at zero. Yeah, because the zero stands for points of articulation. It's just there. And it looks fine, But like, I always kind of want to actually be able to pose it myself or move it around or do something, you know? And it's just like, this is what it is.
Like, for me, I just don't got the room. Like,
Let me tell you something.
If I had like a big old house, know what I'm saying? You know, I would actually do some sacrilege, right? Cause like, I would take the whatever, like figures or busts, whatever, and then like spray paint it like a color that I like, you know.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Chrome it out or you know, do that rose gold or something or whatever, and like decorate it so that, okay, you, as you could probably tell, kind of in the renovation phase of it. So like, this is all I've been thinking about. And and so like, it looks like, you know, high quality, you know, like a grown-up lives here, you know what I'm saying? So you look at like a statue, you look at a statue and say like, oh snap, nope, no judgment, Jeremy. You look at a statue and say like, oh wow, like wait, oh right, that looked like Power Rangers, oh that's kind of cool, how would you, that's what I want, right? Like, I don't want to say boom Power Rangers, I just want that subtle, like hey. But I don't got a big
house.
Can
you can do that now, Lisa, with your giant helmet of DVDs that we all totally have space for in our small homes.
Such a big
mistake. Like, I'm somewhere in the middle where I'm like, I don't really care about subtle, so to speak, as much as it's like, I want things really well organized and, you know, like on higher shelves and stuff like that, and not taking up the entire space. I'll have tons of stuff. I have no problem with tons of stuff, but I also need it all just really well organized. I don't want to just like, it's not like, this isn't like a college dorm where I've got like my entire wall is nothing but posters and just everything everywhere, where I'm like, I want there to be some sort of rhyme and reason to it. And the problem with statues is that they just take up so much room. And I just don't know, like, where to... Like, okay, I'll say this. There's one Figure Art Zero statue I like in the entire world. And that is Dead Yamcha. Greatest thing in the world, Dead Yamcha. Everybody loves that.
He's the laying there dead?
Yeah, well, it's like one of the most infamous moments from the series, how all they do is take a dump on Yamcha, where like, oh, it's time for the big fight with Vegeta and all the Cybermen. Oh, he gets killed. Oh, he's blown up. And then like, he's like, you know, in a ball kind of on the ground. And then in the new series, Dragon Ball Super, they did like a baseball episode, because Yamcha actually is a professional baseball player. And like, Vegeta throws the ball so hard at him that it ends up knocking him on the ground in a big hole, and it looks exactly the same pose.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Like, they understand all the in-jokes, and all the fans hate Yamcha. The fact that they would make a statue of him dead.
What? No, what?
Yes, that's great. Beautiful.
Yamcha is kind of amazing. He is, in his own way. He's a...
So what you're saying is, we need crying Carlos. Just the worst.
Like, that's what I want. I want statues of, like, infamous moments from Power Rangers. How about that?
I want No Way. I want the Megazord standing over Dragonzord, and you can press a little button on the base and it goes, No Way.
Like, I want a turbo statue of them, like, doing the pose, you know, where after they went fiddlesticks and all that sort of stuff, you know, from the pizza episode. I want that.
That actually would be good, actually. Like,
that would be amazing.
Yes. The Five Rangers and Blue Centurion giving the thumbs up.
Yes. Instant buy.
Yes, those are the statues we need. I don't need a bust of Tommy or a bust of Jason or any of that nonsense or Dragons or Tails, whatever.
Bust of Tommy.
I need Turbo Pose.
No. You know what I need? If I will accept a statue of Tommy, it needs to be unmorphed Tommy from Oyster Stew wearing that sports coat that's like three times his size that he clearly got from his dad. Yes, and it's so huge.
I want Tommy trying to karate a tackling dummy. I want that.
This is what we want. This is what, or I need Zach's outfit from Oyster Stew when he's out at the restaurant.
This is what I want. This is what I want, right? I want Zio Tommy on the bench reading the letter.
Reading the dear John?
Yes.
Comes with the letter.
Yes.
That's good. That's
with
good.
The button, I was actually... with the button. And like, tears, where like he's tears. About to get to the part where he choke up. You know what I'm saying? You're like a brother to me. Just put it on repeat. You're like a brother to me.
Oh. Oh, the friend zone is real.
Yes. Love it.
Oh my God.
Love it. You know what? You guys, look, we are giving them so many good ideas. Just next time, just call us up.
Send us comps, guys. Come on.
Call us up. Anywho. But, like, the thing that really got people excited, besides Zeniza, of course, is that Psycho Rangers are also on the docket for spring.
Ooh. Faster than you, smarter than you, and they still suck.
I do love me some Psycho Rangers. It's very, very nice. Like,
Jeremy, you're going to eat that mic, though.
Okay. I was having a delicious beverage. I was distracted.
Here's the thing about Psycho Rangers. They're great, but they're overhyped. Much like Countdown Destruction. Great episode, overhyped. Chill out. It's good, it's not that great.
Yes.
Yeah, I just hated the fact that, like, yeah, because they had, like, a couple of good episodes, and then it immediately became pick them off one by one. And I'm like, oh, come on, man, really? Like...
Everyone just remembers the VHS tape that was heavily edited down to make it into a movie. Nobody remembers Carlos hanging out with that girl in space where she should be dead.
Well, that was obviously, like, the worst one.
Well, it's
Carlos. That was probably the only one that I would say is, like, actually not a good one. Like, what Silence is Golden? I think it was.
Where, what about the grandma? What about the grandma? What about the grandma episode? Grandma episode. You like that one? You like grandma?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that crap. I don't know what you're talking about.
What, the matchmaker crap?
Yeah.
Ugh. That was a choice.
AKA, hey, we're just translating Sentai for like 7 episodes.
Well, you know what? Look, the only thing about the Psycho Rangers, it was the leader's face that was my problem. Like his face was the problem. I mean, as long as they had on the helmets, it was cool.
Oh, you didn't like them in human form? Didn't like them?
Didn't he have curly hair? Didn't he look weird?
What?
He looked a little off.
What? No, he didn't.
Yeah, Brett's like red.
Oh, no, see, Tristan liked them because he was blonde and white. That's what it was. So you
he was, not, he was not even blonde.
No, he was not blonde. He was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
No, no, no. You're thinking
like
black.
No, that was like the Black Ranger.
Yeah, Black had the blonde hair that was super curly, and he just looked like a me man.
Am I mixing up? You know, it's been so long. Maybe I am thinking of Black.
Yeah, me too. Because I would have bet money that. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, he was just. It looked like he was wearing like Leo's outfit from Lost Galaxy already.
He probably was.
He's really
that jacket is Ryan Steele's jacket. Wow. That they just kept reusing.
Hmm.
I like Psycho Yellow. They liked her so much they got to use her 2 years later.
Right.
Yeah, she was the mermaid.
Yep.
That's cool. I'm looking for human form. Like, what do they look like?
Damn it. Just keep scrolling down. It's like the first link if you type Psycho Red and just scroll down to the bottom.
Oh, red. Oh, that's what you did. Okay.
We only see those three, though.
Yeah. I wish we could have seen the human forms for the other ones.
Yeah, that's always the weirdest thing, is that, like, they picked off Pink so quickly, and then she became a big deal later on.
Oh, yeah, Red looks like just normal white guy.
A Red Ranger.
With brunette hair. That's it. Great.
But Black Psycho Ranger.
The Black Psycho Ranger
the only one who doesn't look like a ranger. Like,
he's jank. He's very jank.
No, he looks like he should be a bad guy. Like, sorry to that actor, but, like, you're a bad guy for the rest of your life. Not sorry, actually. You look like a bad guy.
Oh my gosh. That, he's like the nicest guy ever. That curly hair. Oh my. Didn't he appear at, like, a PMC one time or something?
Did he? I know the voice actor for Psycho Black. I don't know if the voice actor was the same as the guy who played him in real life. But at least the voice actor for Psycho Black appeared at PMC3.
Yeah, this dude's got ramen noodle hair. I don't like him.
Yeah. Oh wow, the hair is worse than I thought. Oh my gosh, I can't. Okay, this is
that's unfortunate. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he like 40? Yeah. He looks old.
So you're saying old people can't be rangers?
Oh my gosh, I just clicked on it. Yes, he has been at a PMC. He looks familiar.
See? I knew it. I knew he was thinking that.
But and I was right. He does, like, he clearly was already losing his hair by then. Like, he's seen better days with the hair. But actually, honestly, now that it's short and balding, I kind of think it's better than.
Well, a lot of things are better than.
Wait, Link. Yeah. I need a Link. I know we have
so
totally.
So what we need a bust of the three human Psycho Rangers with this guy's hair perfectly detailed to look as horrible as it is.
You are wrong. You are. Yes, like, he was at a PMC. Yeah, he looks all right. He looked better now. Shoot.
Yeah.
Going to remaster in space.
Let me find out. In fact, you know what? You could go back on the show. Let me find
yeah, he could be. Now he could actually be a legit villain. Like, he could be like a straight up villain.
Shoot, he could be like a Mercer type or something like that. Like,
that's
all right.
What I was thinking. Gonna
say
yes. Yeah. Make him be a mad scientist, dude.
All right, Michael Mays. Let me find out. All right. Okay. So San Diego Comic-Con.
No, Psycho Ranger Legacy figures. That's pretty cool. Like, no matter what else I think about the Psycho Rangers, they have some really cool designs, so those look really cool as toys.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm surprised that they jumped to him so quickly, but...
Because they know fans love that in space.
Well, maybe that has something to do with the supposed potential PMC exclusive figure.
Speaking of, another little announcement was made at San Diego Comic-Con. There was a bunch of stuff, like people trying to, announce this. So, like, oh, look, Imagine X toys. Like, hey, whatever. This. Okay, but Palmorphicon, though, we hadn't heard about any dates or anything or whatever until San Diego Comic-Con. So... by the time you hear this, you already know. Y'all already know. But for those who are unaware, next year's Paramorphicon is going to be held in Anaheim, California. No, that is not Pasadena spelled wrong. It's Anaheim, California.
It was so close.
You know what? We had just figured out
what dates?
All of our
the dates. The dates, sorry. August 17, 19? 17, 18, 19?
Sure.
August 17th through the 19th, 2018.
Do they have a
Slater's? We had just figured out all of our favorite places to eat, all of that stuff. Like, I knew where to drive and when to drive there and all that good stuff. And now you pull the rug out from underneath me, PMC. You make me have to start looking for new places to eat. I'm not going to the crappy burger places that Tristan likes. I'm not doing it.
Crappy.
Wait, hold up.
Excuse me.
Hold up. Like, Tristan was the one who came up with Slater's.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's also the one that thinks In-N-Out is good.
Shut your face.
In-N-Out's overrated. It's overrated.
It's the most overrated.
Like, it's all right. It's not bad. It's just not that great.
I mean, it's consumable.
Oh my gosh. We always eat In-N-Out when, like, we're like really hungry and I have to like fly out somewhere the next day.
We eat In-N-Out after you guys go to a premiere and there's a ton of food there and you don't eat it when you're there, but after
Don't say you guys because it's one person specifically.
What?
You mean the one wearing the dress and the heels? Yeah. Yeah.
There was all of the food in the world at that premiere.
Yeah, with a bunch of people breathing over it.
Me telling stories that have already been told on MPS.
These needs to be harangued a little bit more.
We need to squeeze some more out of this. We're clip showing ourselves.
No. Like, we've been... You know what? For the new fans, y'all can listen to that episode. How about that?
The episode is entitled Lisa and Tristan Are Wrong.
So anyway.
So Paramorphicon announced their dates and their new location, and then reason for the new location is that there are more hotel options, which is true. It's also right across at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's also right across from Disneyland. So that's gonna be fun in August. That's gonna be fun. The other announcement You know what? I'm gonna talk about the announcement later. Let's talk about. No, actually, I'm gonna do it in order. I'm gonna do it in order. The other announcement that they made at San Diego Comic-Con is their first guest at Power Marvel Con, and
Michael Mays.
Bring him back.
Right. Which actually, well, you know, anyway, no. JDF will be making an appearance on Saturday only at Power Marvel Con. Now.
To sign his new figures.
To sign all the new figures that will have his face. And comics. And everything. But here's the thing, y'all. So, there was an interview that hashtag show did with him. And yeah, they talk about a bunch of stuff, blah, 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 blah. But then JDF said, you know, like they talked about Power Marvel Con and him attending and, you know, it's been so many years since he attended and blah, blah, blah. And JDF said that, like, yes, because, you know, it's next year is the 25th anniversary, y'all. So it's a big year. Big things popping.
And they're really good at celebrating the anniversaries. Think of all the great things that happened in the 15 and the 20.
So,
just so amazing.
So yeah. The 25th. So JDF was like, yeah, I think the person asked about, you know, Power Morpher Con and getting all the cast together, 25th anniversary, blah, 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 blah. And JDF would be like, oh yeah, it'll be great for us all to get together on a panel at Power Morpher Con. You know, Austin and them and everybody get all, every, you know, the original cast together. That would be a good thing. And I am just saying that that is a wonderful thing to hear, because if them FFs don't get together on the 25th anniversary at some con, it don't have to be Power Morpher Con, but it'd be nice because we all going. Some convention, okay? Where all M's living.
Yep.
Get together.
Get that Dubois.
Some of them. Get together. And just do battle. Or do a photo op or something. Come on, y'all. Like, it's time. Anybody got time? Except for this. We got time for this. So, anyway. But I just had to get... Let me just get off my soapbox. Okay. Let me just get my soapbox. But y'all better get it act together. Get that done next year. So, and that's the only, like, official guest that has been announced so far. Like, I've seen other people on the grams and the Facebooks. Like, oh, I got my email.
You know, yeah. You know, the usual suspects.
You know, I got my... I can't wait to see... Okay, fine. But then... the tickets were supposed to be, or the, what they call memberships. The memberships were supposed to go on sale, well, how to put this? They are announcing that they were going on sale August 1st, right? You know, 12 Pacific time, no, lies. 9 a.m. Pacific time, it'll go on sale, you guys. It'll be there. And then, you know, I think the day before they had the prices, right? So the prices didn't change much. You know, you get your normal whatevers and all the other good stuff, whatever. So then you click on this. That's not a thing that I can click on. That's really dumb. Wait, hold up. I'm on their site, and their site, I just feel like ranting. It's just so not bad. Good at all.
PMC being disorganized in some way, shape, or form. This has never happened before.
Say what?
You know what? Screw you guys. Screw you all. Okay, here we go. So... You know, like, you know, your platinums, right? The $300 rate, like, they put everything, in the kitchen sink, right? You get all the shirts and the hoodies and
the options of first refusals.
And prints and coins and number of PMC exclusive legacy figures eligible to buy. Like, what? So,
yeah. At
the first time that I saw this, right, or the first time that they put the description of what the exclusive would be, you know, like, people are like, oh, what's the exclusive? What's going on? Whatever. Then I don't know if it was on their registration page proper or the actual link where you're not like an Eventbrite, but it's called something else, you know, where they listed it. So people saw, including me, saw that it said, oh, exclusive figure, Lord Drakkon. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So that's a thing. I was like, my first choice, but it's okay. So I think somebody else saw, PMC announced that Bandai is also going to have an exclusive at the show, and they'll announce it at the show. So you get your regular old PMC exclusive, and then Bandai's going to have another exclusive at the show. So they just want to take all our money. So we don't, and I think the rumor for that one was that it was going to be Psycho Silver was going to be
Bandai. It makes sense.
Bandai.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, that might be why they're jumping to Psycho Rangers for the regular release. It might have something to do with it, or just the fact that, hey, it's an actual in-show thing and right. not a black and gold repaint. So... you know.
Psych, they're not even going to do silver. It's just going to be black and gold Psycho Ranger.
Oh, kill me. Kill me now.
Anyway,
but yeah, so like literally all they would have to do is maybe add his weapon, and that's the only difference between, and you know, a little paint job. So it would be a nice actual official figure. It'd be a good idea. Works all nice synergy, all that sort of good stuff. Hopefully that's what they're doing, because that is something I would actually want.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I really think so. So, you know, they have the list of who's getting what and what you're going to get and how they say tickets are going on sale August 1st. And then, you know, 9 a.m. Pacific time comes and they're like, wait, nope, 10 o'clock. Okay, fine. All right. We understand, you know, times are tough. Getting tickets ready, it's tough. You know, you out of here. Okay, so, you know, it's tough. Fine. Then, right, and now it's, well, 1 o'clock my time. So, it's 1 o'clock. Woo! And the site shuts down because it's overloaded because whatever they used, this new system didn't work. So then they had to go and get a whole other system to do it. And then people got confused because people wanted to buy exclusives, but then they didn't see the option, and so then they had to go back and why is this so confusing, y'all? Like, this is the sixth time that they'll be doing this. the fifth time that Scott and crew will be doing this.
That makes all the difference.
So why is it so hard? But why?
I mean, it's not as bad as the Pokemon Go Festival in Chicago.
Yeah, I heard that was awful.
Wait, what happened there?
You didn't hear that story?
No.
Okay, so basically what it was
Wait a minute, was this the one where like everybody was coming together for a big old like Pokemon Go extravaganza, and then like all the servers went down and stuff?
Yeah, they were releasing legendaries for the first time, and people like flew from England to come to Chicago for the event, and it was live streamed for 3 hours, and it was just so many people. The servers went down like before it even started. Nobody got anything. They're just trying to talk to people like, oh, what'd you catch this time? Nothing. I can't log in. And like the main guy gets on stage and they're booing him off the stage. And, you know, they're just screaming like, we want refunds, all this sort of stuff. Just a complete and utter catastrophe, to the point where they had to refund everybody, give everybody $100 worth of in-game currency. And then like, you know, make it so the game was like an easy mode for the next 2 weeks. So, yeah. Huge debacle. So you're better than that, PMC.
It's crazy. That's crazy. That is so crazy. that's ridiculous. Why don't you... Anyway.
There's like an 8-minute supercut on YouTube that is the greatest thing ever. It needs to be watched.
But here's my thing. It's just like... I mean, and I'm thinking like, okay, well then I'm going to get all my information from the website. And there's nothing on the web. They're like, no, like you can keep up to date with us on Facebook. But why do you have a website? Because literally, like, why am I have to go on here? And it's a little rant, and I'm sorry. But, like, if you have a website, first of all, are you still presented by Toys R Us? Or no? Because that was from last year. I mean, yes, last year, because we're 2017. Yeah, it was from last year. You guys were presented by Toys R Us. Are you still presented by Toys R Us? Does Toys R Us still rock with y'all? Because y'all do have sponsors. You are being sponsored by Saban, Boom Comics, and Bandai. You know, so, like, that's legit, but, like, you know, and then, so you go home, you go to the page, you go to the guest, like, there are no guest announced, but I know there's a guest announced, because they made an announcement at San Diego Comic Con. All right, you know, let me see, where and when, oh, they actually finally changed this. Yeah, it used to say the Sheridan! So they finally
changed. These are all minor details. What are you talking about?
They finally changed that, so that's great. But yeah, it's just, it shouldn't be so hard. It really should not be so hard. Yeah, oh look, but the store is up to date.
Of course.
So, yeah, you know, if you want a Power Morphicon 2010 Power Rangers Red Ranger convention coin, you can still get that.
All right.
Oh, be still my beating heart.
Oh, if you want to get some 2012 coins, you can get those too.
You mean they didn't sell out?
Oh, look, the 2014 ones still on sale. Oh, and you want some shirts? We got some some 2016 shirts. You Oh, wait a minute. Wait. The Power Morphicon 2016 convention exclusive pin set. You know all those pins that everybody was like clamoring for?
You can get them all at once?
You can get them all at once.
Oh, goody. All right.
For $100.
Oh, wow.
Well, let me see. There are 12 pins. So, you know, it's a steal.
Including the one that you had to buy mustard to get.
The mustard,
definitely a steal.
And the soap. Yeah. And the soap.
Mm. So, yeah, the soap.
Yeah, you know what? There are a lot of there are a lot of swag from previous Power Morph cons on the site. There's a lot of swag. So if you were never able to attend, or if you attended and missed out on this swag, you can get all these Power Morph con exclusives right here. It's right here. Anyway, but
so were there any other announcements that come out of San Diego Comic Con? I don't think so. The thing that mattered.
Nah. I mean, like, there was that panel where it had Bischoff and...
it was the Booms. The Booms were there.
You know. So... what was it? Like, I think future issues of MMPR. Is it MMPR or Go-Go? See, there's so many.
There's two. There's Power Rangers, and then there's Go-Go.
No, I know. But, like, I was trying to think where they're going to talk about the like 1969 Power Rangers team or something.
Oh, that's in the main comic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but that wasn't even announced at San Diego, so that was like a thing. So, which we'll get to the comics because we'll be talking about those shortly.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to address right quick is I saw a lot of fans who had a lot of opinions about this. Like, oh, nothing was announced at Comic-Con. Saban just isn't on their game. Okay, Saban isn't on the game with the show, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yes.
But they're like, oh, like, no movie announcement. Mer. You know, like, nothing about the show. Mer. I'm like, okay, one, the movie, well, if there's no sequel announcement, then you can't announce anything. What do you want? For them to make something up? Like, that's dumb. And then, yeah, this year they didn't do that big press room that they always do. Now, anybody who listens to this podcast regularly shocked. Let me defend Saban Brands for a second. Where, even if they had a press room, what would they talk about? 8 episodes of Ninja Steel that nobody likes? Right.
Are people that exist that like
they don't matter.
Yeah, okay. We call them wrong people.
I mean, I'm just acknowledging the other point.
Or they're 3 years old and they're allowed to like whatever they want. That's cool. Yeah. But or you get a bunch of fans in there and all they're gonna ask about is, so here there's a team up, and they're like, we can't talk about that, you know. So like no. And again, they just came off of promoting a gigantic movie and they spent all their advertising on that. They're just probably trying to save some money and you know what? They can just do a nice big push next year for the 25th anniversary. Everybody's like, oh, they should start teasing it now. No, dude, do it the actual year. You'll be fine.
Right? Like you had a movie in March that came out on DVD in June and in July you want a bunch of major announcements? Like, what?
Was the movie not enough for you? Like, or did you get a little too hyped on the movie? And you're like, I'm used to all this hype. And now that it's super died down, it's like, are you in like withdrawal? Look, man, like I want more news about the show. But like, people are like, oh, they should have teased like, you know, the team up that's gonna be at the end of Super Ninja Steel. I'm like, no, because then we just sit around for over a year. It's just like, remember when all those Super Megaforce announcements?
Yeah.
All the Super Megaforce announcements happened, and like, well, they also bungled that by, you know, sending emails with typos and all that nonsense. But even when we started getting photos from it, because you know JDF was showing off everything, it was nice to see. But then also, you had to wait a year for it. Like, come on, guys. I understand that we want to see everything right now, but there is sometimes good seeing things when they want us to see it, you know, because then we get to see nice high quality stills or clips and not like half blurry set photos, like, and that just kind of ruins it a little bit. So it's okay to me that they took a little bit of a break from San Diego Comic-Con this year, and they announced Psycho Ranger figures. People want those. Yeah, like, whatever.
And there, if there's a lull, then you can appreciate the hype that much more. And don't worry, you're gonna get your hot trash Ninja Steel episodes in the next month, so you'll be happy. Enjoy more garbage.
I mean, this month.
Oh, it is this. Oh my. Oh, jeez.
Dude, it's this weekend.
is this
recording?
Is it really?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, you came for me so quickly, Satan.
At least they didn't have the audacity to premiere the same weekend as Voltron, like the first part of Ninja Steel did.
Oh, Ninja Steel, stop coming out near Voltron, because even when Voltron's not doing its best, it's still a billion times better than you.
Voltron not doing its best is, I didn't like this one little plot point. With Ninja Steel, it's, I don't like the show.
Yeah, with Voltron, it's like, oh, this was awesome, but there's this other thing that would have been even more awesome. Oh, okay. Ninja Steel. Everything hurts.
I feel, putting the quality of the show aside, right?
Uh-huh, right. Lack thereof.
I do feel bad for the cast because, like, you know, they already knew that they're gonna lose a little shine to the movie. They already knew, right? Because their show is going to be in the same year as the movie. they already knew. And then, like, again, and then the thing is like, it's not only in the same year, but like it kept getting pushed back. And so they thought like, oh right, yes, we'll beat the movie. Or in terms of like the movie will come out before their season. And they're like, okay, the movie is gonna come out really early, but there'll be months in between for us, or weeks in between for us to premiere, and great. And then it was just like, okay, you're being pushed back, but all the promo for the movie is gonna happen right when we premiere. Awesome. So, like, I do feel bad. I feel bad because, like, you know, I get it that not spending all your money to do a media suite or whatever, or have a cast out there. I understand, but, like, there was, like, no Ninja Steel. Like, they didn't even bother to, like, have, like, some costume folks in Ninja Steel. They had
folks. Now, to be fair, they actually did have people in Ninja Steel costumes there. I saw them.
Where?
So they did exist. I think it was a typo with the. I think they literally just copied and pasted their press release from last year.
Oh, really? Because I saw pictures of MNPR. I didn't see no pictures of Ninja Steels. But
yeah, because for those not in the know, people got a press release that was like, you know, come to San Diego Comic-Con and you'll get to take pictures with MNPR suit people in MNPR suits and people in Dino Charge suits. And everybody was like,
Are you
for real? And then it was like, oh, no, it actually isn't Ninja Steel. Just they sent out the wrong one. And my guess is they just copy and pasted it from last year.
Wow.
Do you know who the smartest person is in all of this? Chance Simpson. Smartest guy in the world.
Yeah, you know, maybe he saw the writing on the wall.
He was like,
we're thinking of all these reasons, like, oh man, like, what if, you know, like, they just didn't want two black people on the show and all that stuff,
Someone found the only lifeboat on the Titanic, and they got out of there. Good man.
Yeah.
Hero to us all, Chance Simpson.
Simpsons are the smart ones.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. They are very, very smart, or they like to kill white women. One or the other.
Oh my god. But it does suck. It does suck that like they don't even get to like pretend to be cool for a minute at the media suite, right?
Right.
Like they just like not buy.
Nah, they just have to like pop up at like random conventions. And like be like, hey girl, hey, like what's her name, Christiane,
like, yeah, she showed up at YesterCon today,
right? You know, she's just like, yo, what's up, like, I'm here with my backpack, what's up. And people are just like, yo, who is this chick though, like
I won't lie.
I'm
not gonna lie to you, when I saw like PMC posted a photo of her like holding the little PMC like card thing they give out, I literally first thing I thought was like, who's that? And then I'm like, oh, it's a ranger. Oh my god. Cause dude, Ninja Steel.
Yeah,
so forgettable.
Because like and then there was like a little a video of Brennan from Dino Charge, Tyler. He was like, I guess doing some like kind of like acrobatic stunt or whatever with Christiane. And so, like, the first thing he has to, like, introduce her, like, oh, look, she's from Ninja Steel, and give her a hand. And they're like, oh, yeah. Then, like, I think as if they don't know who she is. I'm just like, yo.
Ninja Steel.
That's the saddest part is, like, at this point in time, the best moment in all of their PR careers is being announced at the last PMC.
Yes.
And they're already halfway to being the ones that have to announce new people.
Yes. Yep. Sad.
Like, congratulations. You got announced, you get to announce, and then you get to wait for a long line of people where you sign a bunch of free autographs at PMC on a giant poster, and then you're done.
Yes, you exist at the con, the one con, which is 2 years apart, each one, and then that's it.
You don't even get San Diego Comic-Con anymore. You don't get that.
Nope.
No. Oh, right. Yeah, they don't even... Wow.
like everybody is already at the point where they're like, okay, yeah, that's cool and all, but like where's our Power Rangers Q Rangers? Let's get on. We're ready for the Q Rangers. Those suits are amazing. We want to see it.
Let's see how they ruin them. Great.
Yep. The sad thing is, you know, Pierre's gonna, for the ones that are just suits, they're gonna use the suits. They'll just do it.
Of course they are.
They'll just do it. So, congratulations, female Green Ranger. You are by yourself.
But yeah. I feel bad for the Ninja Steel cast. I do. Like, I'm just like, you guys really got the short end of the stick this 2 years. Like, you really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one, you deserve to be in a better season. Like, let's not lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you deserve to get at least a little hype.
Yeah. I mean, it could be worse. You could be a Wild Force Ranger, but it's not a lot worse.
But, yo, at least the Wild Force Rangers actually got, like, a couple of decent team-ups. Like, you know.
Yeah, they were the ones that everybody said were the worst part of the team-up.
But at least it happened. Right?
Yeah, the team-up where the Time Force Rangers made fun of them for being the Wild Force Rangers who suck, and everybody knows they suck.
Yeah, that was a great team-up.
Yeah. Where there's a scene that was literally, the undertone was, man, Danny and Max are special.
It's literally, man, these guys are the worst.
God. Let's just get through this.
Hey, I love Danny and Max, but like Eric's reaction to that is great. He's like, he just turns to Taylor, he's like, how do you, like, deal with this?
How?
Like, do you get like a special grant from the government for watching over them, or what's up?
Oh my god. And that's the thing, is that, and you know what's gonna suck, is that in their 25th anniversary, maybe other people are gonna show up. Nobody's gonna be like, oh yeah, can't wait to see the Ninja Steel Rangers and that. They're gonna be like, no, I can't wait to see, you know, X-Ranger coming back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
Well, I mean, of course. Like, anytime there's an anniversary thing, it's not about the current team. It's always about, like, who you gonna get.
Unless it's Once a Ranger, where the second part becomes mostly about the Overdrive team, because that's how you do that. Oh, wait.
Yes, where the crux of the two-parter was, wow, the Overdrive team is a bunch of whiny crybabies. Interesting. They should be replaced.
Yeah, can we keep the other team all the time? Yeah.
That, like, you know, this team that was, like, literally a dream team of mine, that I loved everybody on it? How about that?
It was a great collection of characters.
What was it? It was Adam.
Tori.
Bridge.
Kira.
Xander.
Oh, Xander! That's who I forgot. Oh my goodness.
Like, yeah. I've said this before. Like, if you tell me, okay, we have to have Adam on this team as the Black MMPR Ranger, I'm like, great. And then you say, pick one Ranger from the last four seasons. Two guys, two girls.
It's them.
That's the ones I would pick, literally. Those are the four I would pick.
Yeah. It's a good team.
Yeah. And the fact that Bridge got to be red, it's like amazing. I love it. So good.
Myrna Wig.
So, so good.
So.
Comics. Are you aware?
Boom.
Comics. So. MMPR 17.
They exist. Yeah.
Why are you saying they exist like that?
Come on. When you need a little bit of a lull, you need to recover from the hype.
I only said it that way just because the way Lisa said comics. Yes, they exist.
Well, 17.
Yeah, this one basically is now moving on to a new story arc, and what it does is this issue focuses a little more on the Rangers themselves and how they're dealing with the aftermath of the first 16 issues.
Yes.
Yes. And Broken Skull's back.
Yes.
Yeah. They're there. Okay, look, y'all. There's a reason why I read 17 first, okay? It's because I'm just like, I know that they had to change switch gears and change topics. I understand. It just went from, and please forgive me for saying this next word, epic battles and things and the most amazing things ever happening to, like, you lift?
See, I looked at it more as switching gears from that epicness to more character focused stuff, which I'm all about, because again, it was all Tommy all day in the first 16 issues for the most part. Obviously there are some exceptions, and here, like, we get to spend a little bit of time, like, with Trini, and she's like, hey, my regular life is boring and I don't like it that much. I enjoy being a superhero. And she even comments a little bit on it, where Kimberly's like, oh, like, we have, like, we're living this epic life or whatever. And Trini's like, yeah, and now I have to go back and do algebra? Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, like, I really enjoyed this because I like the fact there was a lot of character moments, and you're kind of coming down from the last arc. It really lets that sort of stuff sink in. And more than that, it's like, it's building these characters, and you're seeing these flaws come out in them that you know are going to be touched on later. Like, it's laying the groundwork for the next arc, and I appreciate that, instead of just jumping right into the next thing or not really showing the sort of, like, impact that all of these previous issues have had on them. Like, it's a big deal. They've gone through these amazing things, and now to come down from it can be, you know, it's withdrawal, and they're dealing with it in different ways.
And Zach's the only sane one. Zach's like, Jason, get some sleep. Jason, go home.
Yeah.
And then Kimberly's mom is throwing shade.
But
that's not even shade. She just straight up is like, yeah, then why aren't you and your old boyfriend still together?
Oh.
I just, I hear you. I do. I think the little Tommy Billy moments, those were adorbs. You know, Trini and Kimberly, you know, just taking the pterodactyl for a joyride. You know, adorbs. It was just like, Jason's still boring. Like, Jason's
I'm fine with Jason. I like his thing about, like, he's basically, I don't want to say he's addicted to helping people, but that's where he finds the most meaning. And, you know, home life, whether I'm not, and I don't mean that in like, oh, home life's not great. It's just, it's much like Trini, where when you get exposed to this life, like, Trini seems to be having more fun with it, where Jason is seeing it as a responsibility. And, you know, and we're going to talk about the other comic in a minute, but he feels this weight of responsibility on himself at all times. So I enjoy seeing that.
I would wonder what this Jason would think if he met Peace Conference Jason, who had no problem giving up the powers whatsoever. And then, yeah, it's cool. All right, I'm going to Peace Conference. I got my guitar, whatever. And this Jason is kind of crazy.
I don't know. I guess I'm over the, like, oh, everything's on my shoulders and I'm so serious and this is what I do. And oh my gosh, I'm so stressed and this is serious and everything's serious. Like, I guess I'm just over that note. Like, we've seen it before in previous issues. Like, you know, like, can he have something else?
I'm wondering if they're building to a point where it's all going to come crashing down in on him, and he realizes he can't save everybody at all times, and he can't just keep doing this for his entire life.
Yeah, maybe it's going to be like Saved by the Bell, and he's going to be so excited.
Oh my god. Starts taking pills. Keep going.
Mean, if he did, that would be awesome.
Right?
Can you imagine if he does that to Zach? I'm so excited. Sorry. It has to be like Jason.
Zach for both
so
of excited. Them, yes.
I'm so yeah. excited. I'm so scared.
Amazing.
See, we made this work. Boom. Boom. Send me that check. That'd be great. Thanks.
Right? Like, and it depends, like, how they really go about Jason's motivation, because I feel like a big part of it is going to be the fact that there's another reality world out there where he gets straight up killed and everything goes to hell. So, like, that's got to be something he's thinking about. At least there's reason behind it instead of just the generic, I'm the leader, so it's so much responsibility. Like, there's actual, like, motivations there that they could explore.
I guess. I get.
We lost Tristan.
Yeah, we did. Again, technical difficulties.
Are we still going? Are we still going to keep going?
He was so excited.
On the recording, you can hear the bloop, bloop. And bloop, bloop, bloop. So if we don't acknowledge it, then it's going to be like we're rude people. So while we get Tristan back.
So then we also have off-brand, as our friend Spy said, off-brand Michelle Walsh from Dragon Knight, where we have Government Lady.
Yes.
Which I'm like, didn't we just do this in Aftershock?
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah, same sort of idea. But, like, it makes sense. Like, obviously, like, the government isn't going to want some, like, rogue, group of people. Like, even if they're saving the day, they're still going to want to put them in check. So, like, it's a natural way to go for this. Especially if this is still technically supposed to be early into their time, right?
Like, yeah, and I think that there is, because they talked about having synergy between the two running comics, and you see that in these issues. You see stuff with Trini, you see stuff with Jason, and you see in both of those issues there's stuff with the government. That might be tracking them a little bit.
Yeah, like, as long as it makes logical sense, like, it's something that you feel like would happen in the real world, because, you know, as much as we like our Power Rangers, how unrealistic was the TV show in the fact that everything always happened in Angel Grove and nobody really seemed to care about it outside of people in Angel Grove? Like, they just constantly are doing things in this comic to make... Yes, they operate in this one city, in this one state, but it always feels like it's part of a global thing.
Yeah, we've seen them all over the world.
Yeah, like the government cares, but not just because, it's a California thing. Okay, cool, whatever. No, it's like, it's a big, big friggin' deal. And, so I'm digging. Like, I really thought this was a fantastic issue.
Tristan!
And hey.
Yes.
Duh! Okay, you're here. So, we were talking about the government and the government lady in the comics. Your thoughts on government lady?
What?
The lady that showed up at the end of the issue. Grace Sterling. Budget Michelle Walsh.
I did not hear a damn thing about it.
Your feelings. Thoughts. Musings.
Tristan.
Talking to myself.
He's so excited. He's so excited.
Oh my gosh.
Tristan Samantha Day, will you please?
Alright, so, I think we lost Tristan. I think the technical difficulties have won.
Yes.
But, I guess we will sojourn.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue. Yeah, no, like, 17, it was okay. It was okay. Like, it's fine to be okay. Like, I understand everything. They'll have to be on a 10.
You have to ramp down from 10 to, like, a 4 sometimes. And I don't mean that in terms of score or anything like that. In terms of just, like, of what's going on in the issue. Hey, you know what? I'm just glad that, like, this isn't, like, all about Tommy or all about a Tommy alternate. I'm like, great. Focus on everybody else. Thank God.
Yeah, like, I really enjoy, like, the quiet moments, both in, like, the shows. Like, when I'm watching, like, Sentai or Kamen Rider, where, like, they have these big events leading up towards the end of the series, then they have, like, the nice, quiet episode that's usually, like, the Christmas episode or whatever it is, where you can kind of reset and everybody can just take a breath for half a second and have some character beats, and then you can, like, jump back into the fray. I really enjoy those ones. Just like how in the main series, how it seemed like every 5 or 6 issues, then they would have the one issue that's like, this is all about Zack. This one's all about Zordon in the Void. This one's all about whatever, you know, where it's like, okay, pump the brakes. Let's build a little world here, and then we can jump back into the next thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you're not a 4, I mean, just because you are a 4 on intensity doesn't mean that's still, like, a 10 in content. Like, I don't know. Like, it was okay. Like,
this
I
one
guess,
goes to 11.
I guess it's because, for me, like, focusing on Jason and his pressure is not something I care about. Do you see? Like,
Yeah, but that was only a couple pages. Like, everybody got a decent, nice little bit of focus.
I mean, he was a little, I mean, you could see it. Like, he was just like, giving the orders, like, all right, you got to do this and whatever. No way, but you got to do that. No way, and the pressure and this and whatever. Alpha, you got to do. I mean, I understand how they, you know, we're just jumping into the action, and that's great. But, like, I'm good. Like, I'm good with the whole, like, look, he's being under pressure. It's gay. Like, I'm good, you know? And then the brief, like, I like the brief moments, right? Like, they haven't forgotten that, you know, at some point, Kimberly and Tommy are supposed to whatever. So all they just do is to say, hey. That's it. That's all I need. That's all I need.
I like Tommy and Billy. It seems like they're kind of growing closer together. Maybe it's from their shared experience or whatever, but
glowing.
Like,
they're glowing anytime they see each other.
But like, you know, Billy, you know, he's pushing himself harder probably because of the experience, because of the fact that he knows what happened to his counterpart too. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things is that they've been to this other world and they know how things turned out and like it's affecting them all. And I think that's one of the most interesting things is that it's not just a storyline that happened. It's having ramifications and it's making them evaluate who they are and who they could potentially be.
Yeah, because they're all still trying to get Zordon back, right? Like, Zordon is still somewhere floating, so.
Yes.
So that's a thing. So that's kind of like tying it from that whole arc from last time, so. I get it. It didn't offend me. The issue didn't offend me. It didn't excite me. It was table setting. Sit. It's just.
So we'll see it where it goes.
Just placing a fork and a spoon and a knife. That's, you know.
I'm really curious to see, more than anybody, I'm more curious to see what happens with Trini. Because I feel like this is, the whole Power Rangers thing is affecting her quite a bit. Like.
Yeah, she's, like, becoming, like a junkie on this.
Yeah. Where, like, Jason's more about the responsibility aspect of it, and Trini's just addicted to being a ranger and everything that comes with it.
Wow.
Also, nice callback to, like... No, you go.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, nice callback to her fear of heights, where they're sitting on the pterodactyl, and she's like, yeah, I used to be afraid of heights. Now I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jeremy, why the Asian one gotta be a junkie and the white one is like, oh, well, he just feels pressure. How come? Why that gotta be? Huh? Why can't be the other way around? Why can't be the other way around?
He's the one that's wearing the red suit.
Why can't be that he's addicted? He's addicted. Okay.
Well, he is in his own way.
Yeah,
just in a different way.
They each have an addiction. There's like different types.
Just making sure that we ain't trying to be all racist. No, it's fine. So.
Hey, I'm not the one that put the Asian girl in the yellow suit.
You know. But you want to keep her down by saying she got an addiction.
Why you gotta be like a casual fan, Jer? Why you gotta do that? Were you aware?
Yeah.
The Yellow Rangers? The Yellow Ranger was Asian?
She's also not wearing a skirt. What's up with that?
And were you aware in Japan that the Yellow Ranger was a boy and his name was Boy?
Why y'all all from Canada all of a sudden? Like, what is this?
I wasn't sure if that was Canada or you were going for, like, Yogi Bear. I'm not sure.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
That was Canadian nerd voice for you guys. There we go.
Hey, ya boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
In the Sentai, he was a boy. And his name was Boy. So hey, how about Go-Go Power Rangers? That new comic that's going to be taking your money.
With all the covers.
Oh, so many. So many covers. I like Go-Go, by the way. Just going to throw it out there right from the start. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is because, like, we read the description, and so far, I mean, obviously just based on one issue, it feels like they're doing what they said they were going to do. This is all, like, super, super early before all that nonsense Green Ranger dude, whatever his name is, comes in. Before all of that stuff, like, this is, like, filling in little gaps. Gaps that, like, not necessarily need to be filled in, but in doing so, it's a nice addition. Because one of the weirdest thing, like, people don't kind of bypass it a lot, but the first couple episodes of Power Rangers, like, they were really just cramming things together where, like, you've got these astronauts, and then, like, they what's the episode with, because it's the episode with the bones dude, and they actually have the shuttle.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Kind of plays a part in it, because I don't know what the story, I can remember in Power Rangers where it's like, oh, this is some sort of, like, beam or something, or I don't know. But really what it is, it's the actual pilots that were in the in Sentai, you know, in the first episode. And then they're, like, being toyed with by reading all that stuff. So they're actually saying, hey, these guys took them out of the chamber, and now, like, something had to happen afterwards. Like, Rita didn't just let them run away and do whatever or any of that nonsense.
Yeah, and in this comic, we actually see them.
Yes.
And we actually get, like, you know, like, their names. What an idea.
And they're Asian, so it works with the footage.
Hey!
Hey, gotta do it.
From Nasada. Hey!
Yup. Nice. Oh,
that was a dope reference. I'm all about that.
Yeah, but, like, so this whole thing, I mean, this kind of also actually reminded me of the last issue we just talked about, 17, where it feels like it's a lot of these little character moments, where it's all about, like, showing, you know, the actual weight of becoming Rangers out of nowhere, and it's actually, like, they're figuring it out, I mean, like, how much this actually means to them, and that sort of stuff, whereas opposed to, like, the actual show, where, you know, it just happens out of nowhere. Then the very next episode, like, oh, cool, Rangers, oh, fun, oh, what sort of important things do we have to do? Make communicators. Stuff like that, where it's not really ever talking about, like, the responsibility and how much it actually, you know,
affects. Yeah, they go from zero to, oh, we're superheroes now.
Exactly.
And also, it's nice to see Ernie in this comic. Like, oh, Ernie.
It is, yes. Good old Ernie. And
also, like,
Zach.
Yeah, Zach is basically the Ferris Bueller of Power Rangers.
Yes.
Everybody loves him, and he knows everybody, and he helps everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man. It's just this issue in such a short span really did a great job of personalizing each of the Rangers and actually making them feel more relatable. And the fact that they took the whole, they kind of presented it to give you the high school feel, like, oh, here's my yearbook quote sort of deal. I thought that was just a really nice way to, like, just set the whole tone for the entire series.
And showing that there was another friend in the friend group, and Kimberly had another boyfriend.
With, again, crossover from both series. They mentioned him in both. So, yep. Good stuff.
So the thing is, depending on which one you read first, you're just like, wait a minute, who does Matt do? Right? Who does random Matt? Because I read 17 first, and then I read Go-Go. So I read 17, and then, like, one of the last panels was the moms talking to Kim, like, oh, yeah, so what about Matt? And then she goes off crying. She's like, I don't want to talk about, like, you know, some kind of, I'm like, who this Matt dude? And then if you read Go-Go, you find out who this Matt dude is. I'm like, oh, what the Matt out? So I thought that was nice. I see, like, there was a little moment, right, in MPR, right? In Go-Go now, how do you say it, Seamus? Go-Go?
Go-Go?
Go-Go.
Go-Go.
Go-Go Power Rangers.
In Go-Go, because you said Go-Go Power Rangers, not Go-Go Power Rangers, you know, emphasis on the syllable. So, there were little moments of, like, oh, you know, I can but it was, part of it was the way in which they spoke. It was like, I don't know. It was just like, hey, we're teenagers and this is how teenagers talk. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. It was a little much. It was a little much for me.
I've read way worse in that regard. Yeah. So that didn't bother me at all.
It didn't feel near. No, it didn't feel too forced to me.
Like you cannot tell me that the exchange with Billy, Zach, and Trini, where Billy's like, please don't tell me we're going to the moon. Zach says, we're going to the moon. That's awesome. And Trini's like, yeah, that's really high. That was great. Great.
Tristan.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
So, yes, we are talking about...
Go-Go.
We are talking about Go-Go.
Yes, just like Lady Gaga.
Go-Go. If you would like to... do you like it? Do you not like it? What you think?
Okay, I feel completely random now. I have to be absent for, like, the whole conversation. But okay.
We literally just started Go-Go.
Go-Go.
I mean, I liked it. Overall. I mean, I do feel like maybe 17 for Mighty Morphin was just, like, there specifically.
To set up Go-Go, right?
Plant the seeds about Matt.
Tristan.
He's so excited. He's so excited.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Jesus.
That's your episode title. He's so excited.
Yes.
So yeah.
Just keep
Tristan would say that, you know, he liked Go-Go,
mm-hmm.
and he appreciates the tie-in, but, you know, MMPR was pretty much written, the 17 was written to kind of set up the Go-Go, you know. It's like setting up the new hotness, you know what I mean?
I've seen much, much worse crossover tie-ins in my time. I've read 90s comic books, all right? So I would call 17 subtle.
Yeah, like if this was like a straight up like forced tie-in thing, that Matt guy would have been in 17.
Yeah.
Like somehow he would have showed up.
And you would have seen like a nice big little editor's note at the end being like, go check out Go-Go. Excelsior.
Yes, they all talk like Stan Lee.
See, well, here's my thing with Go-Go,
mm-hmm.
is that I also like it's the little details like Nasada. I also like at the end they show Babu actually holding his gun that he never used on the show.
Right? Standing right next to teenage sexy Rita.
Oh, sure. Like, she's looking good, though.
Like really, this is the absolute hottest Rita has ever been by a damn mile.
I know. Like, did she age so much in 3 months? Like, how did that happen?
Maybe they'll be like, oh, like making the Green Ranger or doing stuff with the Green Ranger is what made her look all, I don't know. I'm making that up off the top of my head. I also liked Jason with his weirdo phone. Zach's like, what? When did Alpha give him a space phone? I want a space phone, Billy.
Yeah, man. Like, there were like little moments, man, like that I liked. And it was good. I guess, you know what? Even though it was small, again with the Jason, like, oh, the pressure. I mean, there was a little twist, right? Like, where he was...
Well, you found out why.
Yeah, like, you know, like, oh, yes, because I used to be the bully. I'm just like, okay, that's a little twist on what we normally get in all these comics, blah, whatever. So mm-hmm. that made it a little bit more... palatable that I have to like swallow this character.
You know what they should do to vary it up? They should give us Jason Just Wants to Have Fun. That's what I want. The original version. I don't know if that was actually originally written for Jason, but I don't care. I want Jason just wants to have fun, where he's playing pachinko.
You know that was specifically written for Rocky, because Rocky's the only one who could pull that off.
I still want the universe where Jason just wants to have fun happen. This is too fun!
But yeah, man. So it's just, but no, overall, I like Go-Go. I liked it. It wasn't all like pew pew pew, you know, like it.
Well, that's the whole point of this series, from what I understand. It's supposed to be more character focused and less pew pew.
Yes. Fortunately, Zach has the wrong number of fingers.
He does or does not? He does not have the number.
He has 10. Incorrect.
What? Well, it's a new universe. New universe. Yeah.
Also,
yeah, he's also 6 feet tall in air. So, like, there's a lot of things that are not.
He's not got Jason, he doesn't have his hair. So,
Zach,
you know.
And Jason are both also incapable of wearing clothes that fit them. Because they need as tight as humanly possible.
Yeah, what happened to Jason's muscle shirts?
Like, what is this? With, like, breathe, man. It's hot.
Yeah, dude, like, do you see how, like, his shirt is, like, around his muscles?
Yeah, like, what is that? That's weird.
Zach especially. It's like, oh my god. Are your arms okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you cut off circulation, dude?
Like, get some fabric from Trini. She's got plenty.
I don't know, like how they draw those two guys. I'm just like, really though, you got like really, like what, why they always gotta be so jacked?
Mm-hmm.
Jacked up.
I mean, guess
like I think they draw Billy and Trini especially like really well. I really like their designs.
I was gonna say part of Jason and Zach is to juxtapose Billy to remind you that he's thin.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to do the thing the show could never do, which was hide how jacked David Yost was.
Yeah, because, like, especially when, like, he's standing next to the Matthew kid, he looks like a little boy.
And he's supposed to be 14 years old, apparently, at the start of this, which I'm like, oh, yeah, they're supposed to be freshmen in the first season of MMPR. That's adorable.
Right.
Yeah, but the jacked. Like, how? Like, how? You so jacked at 15? Yeah, all right. Sure. I'll believe you. In the 90s? Sure. I believe you.
It's not in the 90s in this comic, though.
Nope.
Oh, boy, I forgot. That is true.
Alternate universe.
But why does a space phone look like it's from the 90s?
Well, no, that's the thing, is that he's like, why does he have a space phone? So it's not, so I assume it's Alpha and Zordon being outdated on what they think a phone is.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the other thing, right?
Because Kimberly's got an iPhone.
Gotcha. That is true. They have their phones in it, blah, blah, blah. Here's another thing, right? So, like, the first panels, right, you see Jason and Zach in the hallway at Angel Grove High. They're talking. I look over to my left. Oh, I see Black Girl. What's up? Yeah, that's right. Look at that. Look over to my right. In the lower right hand panel, I'm just like, oh, there's another Black girl, a different Black girl. All right, let me find out. Oh, look, they look like that's like a little Filipino kid, and all that. Look, that looks like a Hispano kid. I'm like, look, listen, y'all are wrong. Angel Grove High, it's not that diverse. Ain't no, I gotta this is a lie.
It's fine.
So
right
only,
next
to the universe.
So not
right
next only to the do you next, lie next about fingers and heights, it's people of color.
Stop, yeah, but right next to the Black girl on the bottom panel, there's a basic white girl with UGG boots on, so it's fine. See? They know what's up.
So, like, they are, I mean, I understand y'all want to have some representation in this high school, but let's be realistic. Okay. On the show, you had like two Black people, and then the only time you saw more Black people were the parents of those Black people.
No, there was Curtis.
Or Curtis.
Curtis and
cousin.
His trumpet.
Yes.
Yeah, where's Curtis and his trumpet? That's the real origin we need.
Mm-hmm.
Is Curtis Jack too? Will we find out? go. Give us what we want to know.
But that's when you see other black people, when you see family members of the first set of black people you see. That's it.
What my hometown was.
And Angela. So pretty much it was Zach. Parents of Zach. Cousin of Zach. And an Angela. That was it. When Aisha came, parents of Aisha.
That's Tanya, not Aisha.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Wow, I definitely thought you were about to say something else.
Wow. Wow. But parents of Aisha, Aisha grandmama.
Oh, yeah, grandma, yeah.
And That's it. Tanya guys, boyfriend.
Sean.
Tanya, yes. Parents.
Yeah, you have to have a direct relation to a character, otherwise,
black people. Who needs
There's
that?
Gotta be more.
Yes.
Yeah, right,
okay. Really?
Let's go through and rewatch old MNPR episodes at Angel Grove, and let's count the minorities at the school.
I feel like there was an episode where Zach walked up and slapped hands with a random black kid.
They had to bring him in. They're like, all right, we need someone to be sold. Zach,
do a hip hop handshake because that's all we can do.
I can just imagine Haib Sabad being like, find someone on the street. We need street in the show.
And then maybe, just maybe, when, like, you know, Zach is doing his hip hop keto, you may have seen a kid that was black. Maybe. But we're reaching.
There's one.
So, like, you know.
One kid watching Zach do that funky move that was in the opening.
It's hard finding us if they're not related.
I feel like there was a black kid in a gi during one of the PSAs.
In the PSAs, there was a whole bunch of kids in
we're
those.
We're rarely going to go to PSAs. That's how we gotta find our black folk is PSAs.
Look, take what you can get, okay?
Really?
Not the right response.
No.
They did not offer you a lot. You count them.
You're just not the turn a phrase that I would use right now. Take what you can get. How about you can
now
take
now I
want to
go back and rewatch old MNPR episodes. Maybe, okay, you know what? This hallway in the school, maybe that's the hallway from that Piano Zio episode. Remember when the hallway looked super different and they shot in like a real school?
Yes.
That's this hallway.
Super different. Super like real. No. I did a little bit of research. You know, I was trying to find all the black women in PR. Like, legit. Like, not just even Rangers. Women who are black, period. There are few of us. There's few! Like, you can name them!
Wasn't there, like, a massive drought after Katie and Time Force?
Yes!
Oh, man. Wow, especially when you got down to New Zealand. Oh.
Yeah.
So, just to let y'all know, I thought that was funny. I saw that. I was just like, oh, okay, let me find out a little, you know, black girl with, you know, doing her natural hair thing. I'm like, all right, I see you. But, you know, like, it's the white girl was like, hey, Zach, when you want to ask me to the homecoming? So, like, the white girls, man, they trying it.
Look at his muscles, though. How can you not want to ask him out?
Right, he is popping out of that shirt.
Trying it. You know, black girls, no, they'll be like, I ain't asking this fool, heifer. You know, I'm worth it.
His shirt is too tight.
I kind of want to rewatch MNPR now and just screen cap whenever a black person shows up.
Oh, yeah, have fun.
Good luck.
Have fun.
No, you should watch those various scenes where everybody's running out of the juice bar. See how many you can spot.
Oh, yeah, there's always that one guy.
Have fun.
There's always that one guy not helping. Yeah.
He has run out of that bar many times. With the same white girls surrounding him every single time. They're friends, but I don't know.
Yeah, friends. So yeah, no, go. I mean, it's cool. It's good. It's great. It's something that everybody should read.
Yes.
Yeah, I was worried that this would be just. I would worry this would just be like, oh look, our comics are selling well. Let's do another one. And you always worry. It's like, oh, why is this gonna suck? And it's like, no, this is interesting. And also, it automatically gets a point every single time because by the very nature of its existence, it has no Tommy.
True. Very, very nice. Big fan of the lack of Tommy.
Okay. I mean, you have to start somewhere.
Well, I mean, it means that Kimberly's allowed to have stories that are not Tommy related. I mean, they're still boy related.
They're still boy. So I was gonna say, I'm just like, still boy related.
So it's a baby step, but at least it's a step.
And Trini gets to, you know, do things. Always exciting.
Yo, like, what if, like, Matt, though? Like, what if, though, he was black, though, right?
Oh, if only.
Yo, and, like, she brought home a black dude, right? Yo, so... It's either...
Is it just me, or does the Mac guy... Does his skin look a little darker than Kimberly's? I'm not saying... I mean, I don't know what he is.
I mean, you know, he's a different kind of white. You know, he's got the golden... He probably tans. But, like, yo, it could have been a whole different, like, comic.
Could have been a black guy. Again.
It could have been a whole different comic. Like, yo, Kim brings home a black dude. What's up?
And her mom is racist.
Low key.
Then it's like
low key. You can't have high key racist. You gotta be low key.
No. Oh yeah. So low key racist, and then Kimberly throws in her face. Yeah, well, you married Uncle Steve.
Oh. That's some hillbilly right there.
You gotta accept me for who I am, just like how
I do.
I
like the
you.
Idea of like low key racist. Like the mom doesn't say anything horrible or whatever. Just the way she acts, where you know she's racist.
Oh gosh, like you know, like they have company over, and you know most of their friends are white or whatever. And then you know she lets in all the white folk. You know, like all very nice and yes, please sit down on our couch and sit down. Oh, Matt. Matt, oh yeah, you could have a seat in the kitchen, you know, and while you're there, could you, like, get us something to drink? I'm a little parched, you know, just low-key, you know, but that's all right, that's okay, we can't be too deep into what we really want, so, anyway,
tight muscle shirts, yeah!
Oh, goodness. I think, I mean, is there anything else about these comics that we should talk about? Because I think we're done.
No, that's it. Oh, good stuff. Boom, right? Boom's killing it, man. Boom, best stuff out right now.
I mean, not a lot of competition, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they provide something.
There isn't any competition currently. It's like, what's out there?
They're the kind of things like, oh, look, these are the stories that we would like to see coming out. Like especially like the story level quality, where it's like, oh, look, it looks like someone is legitimately thinking about what they're writing, putting it together, and it's not like a dumb cartoon. What an idea.
Yeah. Good on you, Kaboom. Thanks for saving us. Thanks.
Can you imagine, like, let's just imagine for like 2 seconds that they just did like a Ninja Steel comic, but it was like this alternate universe.
And we're done. No, we're done. I'm not doing this. Nope. We're not doing this. Nope. Good night, guys. Good night. I'm not doing this.